Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to remain partly cloudy through the morning over Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo in the northwest. Isolated showers and rain can be expected over central Mpumalanga and the escarpment. It's going to be cool and in some places remain cold. And there's also a warning for extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the western parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 21. Joburg and eMalahleni 20. Mbombela a maximum of only 15 degrees. Polokwane 28 and Rustenburg 25.
In Bedford View, a collision on the N3 northbound before the Galulis interchange. It's causing queuing traffic.
Four suspects are expected back in the Middelburg Magistrates Court today in connection with two suspected livestock thieves' deaths. They were allegedly kidnapped and assaulted. Forensic tests are still underway to determine whether the burnt bodies of two people later found under a bridge are those of the victims. And smoke from intense wildfires in the Amazon rainforest and other parts of Brazil has been choking major cities like Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. Satellite images show that 60% of Brazil has been affected by smoke. And the smoke from the massive fires is now also blowing over to neighboring countries. I'm Khara de Souza. More news at 8.
So earlier we mentioned Siya Kolisi playing with a broken nose this past Saturday, and that occurred at the hands of Sam Kane at Ellis Park in the previous test match. Many fans felt that Kane had deserved a sighting for that incident, but Rassi last week... Is that me playing music? That's not supposed to happen.
So, the rest of us aren't hearing music. I think it's just in your head.
It's just in my head. In my head.
Rassi is in your head.
Exactly. Well, many felt that Kane had deserved a sighting for the incident. Rassi did last week address the issue, demonstrating once more the level of respect between the All Blacks and the box. He told the media why the box didn't cite Kane, who back in 2018 had suffered a broken neck in a Springbok test at Loftus.
Didn't visit him on the Monday morning because the New Zealand flew back, and I know I've had a jawbreak twice in Sydney. I know how lonely it gets in a foreign country, alone there. And you don't know how the medical aid work, how good the doctors are. So we know each other a little bit closer than the normal All Blacks. You know, had a coffee and stuff with him there in the bed. And you could see the guy was going through a tough time because a neck injury is probably something that can stop your career. Sometimes it goes for you and sometimes it goes against him. That poor guy was red carded in the World Cup final. Wouldn't it be nice to get red carded again?
So they opted not to cite.
Wow. We are literally the nicest people.
We are the nicest people. And it just goes to show that the level of respect between the two sides is absolutely immense. Big match for Bafana this afternoon. They take on South Sudan in an AFCON qualifier. It's at 4 o'clock at Juba Stadium. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Just 'cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong? Woo! For thinking that we could be something for real. Now am I wrong? For trying to reach the